What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation, putting our people, our officers, and even our National Guard at risk.
Now let me into the Oval Office.
All right. So things would have calmed down on their own? I highly doubt it. But Gavin Newsom gave a late-night speech last night, and it was his biggest effort yet at trying to look like a presidential candidate or already president of the United States. The lighting, the hair, the standing in front of the flag, they know what they're doing. And his hair grayer than I've ever seen it. That wasn't an accident. He's trying to look more dignified. Anyway, and then he went on to say this.
This isn't just about protests here in Los Angeles. When Donald Trump sought blanket authority to commandeer the National Guard, he made that order apply to every state in this nation. This is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived.
He's Hitler! Trump's Hitler! That's the underscore. That's the between the lines.
Meanwhile, most of America hears those words and thinks, so Trump will send in the National Guard in any state where riots are out of control and the cops are overwhelmed?
Good.
Okay.
Good, says at least two-thirds of America, if not more.
This is totalitarianism?
Not according to Rich Lowry of the National Review. This is not what authoritarianism looks like. This is pretty good. President Trump's activation of the California National Guard has launched 1,000 op-eds warning of his authoritarianism. This is what autocracy looks like, wrote Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times. Edward Luce of the Financial Times, sending the National Guard into L.A. is the administration's clearest step yet toward authoritarianism. The same word again. CNN, too, had a piece saying Trump is acting like an authoritarian. Goldberg of the New York Times believes we are seeing her worst fear realized. Just like Gavin Newsom said, the moment we had feared is here.
This moment we have feared has arrived.
New York Times believes our worst fears have been realized, that Trump would call out the military against people protesting his mass deportations, putting America on the road to martial law. The phrase road to martial law is doing a lot of work here. What's happened so far is that Trump has acted within the law. Even analysts not favorable to him and his approach have acknowledged that he has the right and ability to use the National Guard and now a contingent of Marines to protect federal personnel and property in L.A. Most people don't feel threatened or provoked by guys in camo standing impassively in front of a federal building. I like this part from Rich Lowry. The old saw about the Nazis is, first they came for the Jews. It's not, first they protected government property from violent demonstrators. That's a good one.
Wow, that is a good line, Rich.
Goldberg minimizes the mayhem. She quotes a Saturday statement by the LAPD that all is well, leaving out the subsequent comments by the police chief on Sunday night about the situation being out of control and his officers getting overwhelmed. Many news outlets have done that.
Yeah.
They selected the things were fine earlier and left out the police chief saying himself, we are overwhelmed. The chief just...
May I just quickly pause and refer to Michelle Goldberg's using the term mass deportation as if that is somehow so repugnant and awful everybody agrees, and she doesn't need to make an argument. She'll just use those words. Hey, Michelle, I got a question for you. There was a mass importation of illegal immigrants willy-nilly across an open border. How would you rectify a mass importation? Michelle, I have an idea.
He goes through a long thing about how ICE officers were being attacked, not being able to do their job, federal buildings were under assault, being defaced, etc., etc. Those who see budding autocracy in Trump's handling of L.A. probably read Holman's statement about protecting federal buildings and the ICE are going to do their jobs. There he goes again, saying you can't assault ICE agents or destroy property. Has he no decency? In pretty much any other circumstance, defying federal law and federal law enforcement would be portrayed as reprehensible proto-secessionism. But since we're talking about Trump and immigration law, it's federal agents and those charged with protecting them who are precursors of a dystopian future. That's right, and this happens on both sides, and I was talking about this yesterday. Try to have some principles and stick with them regardless of who's involved.
Right.
You hate the idea of states, you know, deciding gay people can't get married or trans this or whatever, you know, federal rules rule and all that sort of stuff, except for when it's Trump and immigration? I mean, come on. Be one or the other.
Yeah, so many people think emotionally. It's you can't reason with them because they'll say, I don't care. I know what I feel. And that's the way they live their lives.
I absolutely believe, and I will be shocked if it doesn't turn out to be true when we get some polling on this. I did see some polling yesterday that was too early for a lot of the stuff that has happened. See if I can find that real quick. But it was roughly 50-50 on Trump wanting to boot out illegals. I'll see if I can find that. But I'll be shocked if when the polling comes out later on the, well, basically, what do you think of doing whatever we got to do to stop riots? And and a vast majority of people saying, yeah, you got to stop riots. You can't have riots.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's when things calm down and it's mass deportations, if you will, of non-criminals, that the politics could get really interesting. And I will enjoy observing it, and we will bring it to you in an unbiased fashion, you know, what the polls say and that sort of thing.
Here's the poll real quick, just so I found
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
How Americans feel about immigration authorities searching their communities for people they believe are in the country illegally? Nothing to do with crime here, it's just... How Americans feel about immigration authorities searching their communities, so, you know, sweeping through your town, workplace, or whatever, for people
the Home Depot
believe are in the country illegally. In favor, 51, opposed, 49. That's CBS YouGov. 51-49 in favor. So it's 50-50. It's within the margin of error. But,
yeah,
man, in terms of quelling riots so ICE can do its job, man, I'd be shocked if it's not at least two-thirds to three-quarters support.
Yeah, no-brainer. Absolutely not. Which is why it's so curious that Gavin Newsom would think that this is the time to launch his true final ascent into the upper echelon of would-be Democratic presidential candidates, because it looks so bad. Can we hear one more of Gavin Newsom? What have we not played? Just whatever the next clip is.
Donald Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation, putting our people, our officers, and even our National Guard at risk. That's when the downward spiral began.
That's when the spiral began.
He doubled down on his dangerous National Guard deployment by fanning the flames even harder. And the president
everybody's
did
in
it
favor
on
of
purpose.
Yes, he of course he did it on purpose. Oh, the inflaming part. Okay, Gabby. Right. So I wish I could do better than Peter Heck with Not the Bee, but I can't, so I'll just tell you what he said. The media is trying so hard. The left-wing shills at Politico have seized on the chaos in California, hoping it can be manipulated to catapult the state's Democratic governor into the national conversation. But if this is his audition for 28, it's not going very well. Newsom is up to his armpits in another mess of his own making. The progressive poser, during his tenure as mayor, turned one of America's most beautiful cities into a poop-stained, needle-riddled cesspool of debauchery, took those talents from San Francisco to Sacramento, and the results have been nearly identical.
Cesspool of debauchery? I'm going to go see them Friday night.
And he goes into the billions of dollars spent to combat quote-unquote homelessness, only to see the homeless rate increase. It's transient drug addicts that are the problem. The billions and billions and billions of dollars spent on the high-speed rail that hasn't been built and won't be, thousands of convicted felons granted early release, businesses fleeing the state twice as fast as years prior, highest gas prices in the country about to go even higher. Good Lord. Good luck, Gavi.
Oh, man. Yeah. So are we past the whole thing in L.A.? Now, there was violence in a number of other cities, including Austin last night. I think there were 80 arrests in Austin last night, quite a few, and a few other towns. Do you think this is a growing thing across the country, like George Floyd-esque, or is it we're past the worst of it?
It's not going to be as big as George Floyd riots.
That's an unfair standard.
Yeah. Right, certainly. But, yeah, it's spreading. Those young radicals who've been schooled in the hatred of Western civilization, the United States, for their entire careers in government schools are, they're thinking this is a good enough excuse to take this straight. So, yeah, we're going to see a fair amount of it for weeks and weeks. Nah.
I want to get away from politics for a moment coming up. Apple unveiled their new software with some cool new features that I'm excited about myself. I want to talk about. At some point, also back to politics, our DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, put out an interesting video yesterday about the atomic bomb in Japan and whatnot.
Yeah, Tulsi is a crank.
What is a crank?
She is a nut job. She has bizarre beliefs. She is unfit for the job. Sorry, Tulsi fans. She's lost her damn mind.
Well, okay, we'll get to that. What people think of the military parade? Rand Paul came out against it pretty strong yesterday, the big military parade Trump's going to have. I'm kind of agnostic on this one, but I can see the argument on both sides. But there's much to discuss. I hope you can stick around.
Armstrong and Getty.
When it comes to your health, waiting is not an option. You must be in control, because when disaster strikes, it's too late to start preparing. Whether it's a natural disaster, a medication shortage, or a broken supply chain, the truth is, you cannot afford to rely on a system that might fail you when you need it most. You should never be at the mercy of empty pharmacy shelves or overwhelmed healthcare systems. Your health is too important for that. But there is a solution. The Jace case gives you emergency antibiotics so you can have them before you need them. No more crossing your fingers during a crisis. With Jace, you're ready. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. If approved, your meds ship directly to your door. Act now, before the emergency hits. Use code RADIO, that's RADIO, at Jace.com. That's JASE.com to get a discount on your Jace case. Be ready, be protected. Be in control.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
iPhones in the fall. Now, there is this new liquid glass design announced at Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference, which adds kind of a glass-like appearance to your phone's in-app interfaces. You can see, you can kind of see through them there. Apple also adding an AI-powered translation tool. This is cool, guys, for calls and text. So you could have a phone call with someone who speaks a different language, and it'll be spoken to you aloud by an AI voice in your language, and will also appear as captions on your phone in your language.
That's cool.
It is very cool.
How about that? They showed the demonstration. You could FaceTime with somebody from wherever they speak in, you know, they're speaking Kyrgyzstan or whatever they speak over there, and it will come, you'll be looking at their face on the FaceTime, and you'll get an AI voice coming back to you in English.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was it, 3-4 days ago, we played you the audio of Google's new system to do that. So now it's on your iPhone automatically. Man, there's such a race.
You're looking at their face and getting it in English to you. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
The liquid glass display, I don't know what that means, and I don't care. That sounds like a minor whatever. But another thing, as I transition to a different story, thing that they touted was you could have your passport in your phone, kind of like you'd have your credit card in your phone. Now you can have your passport in your phone, although they haven't worked it out with governments to where they'll accept that. But at least in the United States, you'd
have the fun of having a passport.
At least in the United States, you'd be able to do it. And that leads me to flying, which our friend Craig, I don't know if he wanted his name attached to us, but Craig, the healthcare genius, who is a very handy contact, by the way, in my own personal life for lots of questions. Everyone should have someone like Craig to ask medical insurance everything questions to, because he knows everything, and it's so complicated. Anyway, he texted this to Joe and I yesterday. This is one of my hobby horses. I love how in some airports your sweater absolutely must come off, or you will be presumed to be a member of Al-Qaeda. And another airport, you're an effing idiot for even thinking that could be the case.
Right. Keep your sweaters on. Keep your jackets on.
Another one. Computers, too. Now, in Sacramento, no electronics come out of the bag. Stop wasting time. In Chicago, pull out your electronics, Osama.
Yeah, so true.
Do these people never travel? Do you TSA people never travel and realize, oh, I guess the rules are different in every airport. So yelling at people like they're idiots doesn't work because they don't have any idea. Airport to airport, not even airport to airport. At my local airport, it's line to line because they have different machines on the one on the left than they do here than they have over there.
Right.
These machines, right. They don't need your electronics to come out. Those that do. See, I'm not an expert in looking at the machine. Oh, that's the Osama 3000 terrorist catcher. No, okay, so I don't have to take my computer out for that one. Obviously, I know that. So many.
I think I mentioned it. A similar experience. I was dealing with an airline agent who said, show me your IFD. I'm like, what's an IFD? She said, it's on your ticket. Where on your ticket? Where on my ticket? In the bottom. All right. In the bottom where? There's 15. What's an IFD? And I needed this to happen fairly quickly.
I had to undo my pants. Okay.
I
don't know what
IFD
is. I assumed it was an acronym for something.
I thought it was a reference to my manhood. Look. And if I had not needed it to happen quickly and successfully, no matter what else happened, it had to happen, the switch of the flight, I would have said, now, how in the world would I know what an IFD is?
I've never heard that.
This is my name. Here's what I do for a living. Here are my hobbies. Where would I have come into contact with that series of letters? You dumb. Oh.
Man, you sound like me, which is fun. And then one more for Craig when he got to Chicago. Oh, boarding pass is your face here in Chicago. Lovely. Facial scanning is here. I haven't had that experience. We're all getting our pictures taken everywhere, but I haven't had the this is my ticket face yet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done that.
Wow. How soon will
you
that
just
be?
Just pose in front of the little camera thing and it says, okay, you are Joe. Come on in.
Yeah, I've done that at every ticket, but I also had to have my ticket. I haven't had that work as the ticket yet. That is something. When that can be your ticket is your face, is that going to be going to every ball game, every concert, every everything?
You know, my face has always been my ticket, Jack. My ticket to fame.
My ticket,
that's a good question.
My face is my ticket to people cross the street to the other side. That's what my ticket is.
Boy, he looks angry and weird. Let's cross the street, honey. Yeah, well, who's trying to get the eye scans going and all the little booths around Silicon Valley? Is it Sam Altman or one of those tech gurus? Yeah, everybody's competing. Eye, fingerprints, whatever.
Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, put out a video, like looked like it was made by Hollywood. It was so good yesterday. About us dropping the bomb on Japan?
How evil it was.
What,
inexcusable.
What the heck was that all about? Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
He's coming. Here he comes.
Surprise! Your table saw broke! Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless!
What a waste!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass denounced the federal immigration raids. So now they don't want California to have ice or water.
Shot at water. The water conservation problem in California.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Coming up, I will flesh out why I think Tulsi Gabbard is a crank. I've thought that for a long time. I wobbled briefly. I am back to thinking she is a complete crank.
I don't
and
really,
utterly unqualified to be in the DNI.
I might be an outlier here. I don't really know the word crank that well and what it means.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a crank call or a, you know. Well,
I know what a crank call is.
She's a nut. She's a nut job. She's incapable. She's
strong
not
words.
Right in the head.
Strong words from Joe Getty.
I can go on if you'd like. A couple of things of worth noting. You know, I was really hoping Katie would be here for this discussion. Is it the Aura Ring? Is that how you pronounce
it?
Wearable?
Yeah.
Aura paranoia.
I know a number of people who do the Aura Ring, and I almost bought one a while back. The only reason I didn't, it's supposed to be like one of the best things out there because it's tight around your finger. And for keeping track of sleep, heart rate, all these different sorts of things. And the only reason is I just thought I'm not going to be a guy who wears a ring all the time. I just found that unlikely.
Right. Well, yeah, and it looks a little bulky to me, too. But this article's all about how people are getting aura paranoia. They're getting, you know, their sleep graded and their heart rates and their respiration, their activity, and they see results that are like in the yellow zone or however they grade it, and they get all concerned and obsessed with it and go to see their doctors about it. And
yeah, actually, I was having a heart rate thing, or I just noticed my heart rate from my Apple Watch. Let me start my sentence over. My Apple Watch alerted me to my heart rate a while back, and I've never paid attention to my heart rate. I've never had any problems with my heart. My heart was probably doing this my whole life, and I never knew it. But my Apple Watch alerted your resting heart rate has been higher the last 2 days. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Then I had a kind of high one. It alerted me. And I asked my doctor about it. And he said, yeah, you got to watch out for this. People with the Apple Watches, with the Fitbits, he didn't mention the Aura Ring, but what you're saying I'm sure is true. Said people are like discovering things that have always been true for them and like freaking out about them. So it's something you got to watch out for.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of enthused about wearing my Apple Watch to track my sleep or getting something like that, some similar product. But I read that they did a big study, and people tended to start having worse sleep because they were worried about it.
Wow, that's
They knew they'd be scored. And so they would wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, God, I got to get back to sleep or I'm not going to have a good score.
Wow, that's interesting. I don't have any need to have a certain score. I don't know. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Huh, I'll be damned.
And here's a woman who went to she asked her doctor practically the very thing you were discussing. And he told her, no, you're fine. And quote, they were like anti-aura ring. They were just like, this is not just necessary information for a healthy, able-bodied person to have. Don't worry about it. Quit paying attention.
Yeah, basically, the one doctor said to me, yeah, get rid of the Apple Watch. Like, just dismissively said that, like, you know, out of hand.
Wow.
And I guess and I did a little reading about it afterwards. Your heart rate gets a lot higher than you think. Because you're not, you know, when has mankind ever known this? Your heart rate gets a lot higher than you think. Maybe going up the stairs to your office, maybe walking out to your car on a hot day, carrying something heavy, just, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Your heart rate gets a lot higher than you think it does, and it's fine. It's supposed to.
Right, right. So here's the woman who wrote a book called The Quantified Self, A Sociology of Self-Tracking. And she posits, and my initial response to this was cynicism, but I don't know now. She thinks that people just want some control over some aspects of their everyday lives and their health and their well-being in these fevered, crazy times. I don't think that's completely crackpot.
No, I want control over my well-being and during these crazy times.
Crackpot, a nice synonym for crank, by the way.
Motivated for the Oura Ring mostly for the sleep thing because I've never had a heart problem. I just thought it would be interesting to know how many hours of sleep I'm actually getting. If I think I'm getting 7, but I'm actually getting 5.5, it seems like it'd be good to know so I could try to work in more sleep.
Yeah, and I have read with interest emails from folks who, like me, are cocktail enthusiasts and say, man, it's just undeniable. If you have a couple of drinks in the evening, you will not sleep as soundly and as well during the night.
Interesting.
And I've read that a number of times. But it seems
like I slept fine. You know, I woke up in exactly the same position as I went to sleep in my clothes on the floor next to the bed.
That's not quite my lifestyle.
As Jason Isbell says in one song, have you ever heard his song, I Don't Want to Die in a Super 8 Home Motel?
No.
It's a funny, funny, funny song about kind of a hard night of partying. But one of his lines is, I woke up with the bed still made. I've done that a few times.
Oof. Yeah.
Didn't quite make it to the bed.
Sometimes I just drift off while I'm watching a golf tournament late at night after several glasses of wine. It happens. So one more quick note from the world of technology before we take a break, and we'll come back and I'll make my Tulsi Gabbard case. But we all feared this was true. We all heard this was true. We hoped it wasn't. There are quite a number of times when hitting unsubscribe just confirms it's a hot live email address, and the evildoers say, we got a live one.
Damn it! I was afraid of that. I always wondered that. How is this not the same as answering the phone when it's a telemarketer and all I've done is tell them I exist? Crap! What are you supposed to do?
Now, it's not a ton. It's not a ton. Most are legit. Your big, Constant Contact or SurveyMonkey, or I can't remember the names of the big, well-known firms that do push emails, emails.
I'm assuming
they're legit.
I'm assuming they're like Banana Republic. I buy a shirt there. I have to put in my email to buy it. And then they start sending me ads. And I hit the unsubscribe up there in the corner. I assume that's legit. I always worry about the ones that they don't have the little unsubscribe up in the corner. You have to go to their website and do some stuff. Those are the ones that worry me.
Bingo. And it's the ones that bother me are, why am I getting this email anyway?
Right.
I've never bought that. Never.
Yeah.
There was a while I was getting like 17 different practically identical financial advice, pushes.
Which is why I say no to, I'm at a place yesterday. Are you part of our rewards program? Rewards program here for buying a burger every 6 months? I come in here and get a burger and fries? No, I'm not. And I don't want to give you my address and my telephone number, and then you sell it to someone. No.
Exactly. Tech company who did this study found that one in every 644, which is not many, but that say click here to unsubscribe lead you directly to a potentially malicious website. Spam screening, probably the best thing you can do. Some program, and they're imperfect. Everybody who's tried one, including me, knows that. You end up with, something you really need to see buried in, sales solicitation folder or whatever. But
I get how long has email been super popular? Late 90s? Back in the early days, I can understand why companies thought this. But now they're 2025. I'm surprised that they don't have some sort of formula or just intuitive knowledge that blanketing me with emails every day is going to make me unsubscribe to you.
Right.
I don't mind being subscribed to you, like Banana Republic's a good example, because every once in a while I'm going to buy a dress shirt or socks or whatever. But if you hit me three times a day with what's on sale, I'm going to block you or unfollow you. You've completely gone the other direction from your intention. How do they not know that? And every company does that. I remember I bought a Kawasaki motorcycle. I actually called them up and said, look, I will never buy a Kawasaki again if you don't stop emailing me and calling me. I love your product, but I'll never buy one again if you don't leave me alone.
Right.
I don't need to buy one every five times a day. That's so nuts.
Yeah, a lot of them, if you unsubscribe, they'll say, how often would you like to see a message from us? And you choose, but yeah.
Very seldom.
So, inflammatory explosive. Joe Getty claims Tulsi Gabbard is unfit for the office she holds, and I think she's some sort of weird America hater. The evidence? Next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm.
At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You could start with the question of, is the DNI supposed to spend her time producing and hosting mini documentaries for social media? I didn't know that was a thing.
For some reason, Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, just put out a 3.5 or so minute video in which she describes visiting Hiroshima and Nagasaki and how horrific it was that the U.S. used those weapons. You'll hear some of it. And then moves toward her point, which is troubling to me indeed. We'll give you a sample of it. Michael, let's hear 16.
I recently visited Hiroshima in Japan and stood at the epicenter of a city that remains scarred. I recently visited Hiroshima in Japan.
You just said that.
And stood at the epicenter of a city that remains scarred by the unimaginable horror caused by a single nuclear bomb dropped in 1945, 80 years ago. It's hard for me to find the words to express what I saw, the stories that I heard, the haunting sadness that still remains. This is an experience that will stay with me forever. This attack obliterated the city, killed over 300,000 people, many dying instantly while others died from severe burns, injuries, radiation sickness, and cancer that set in the following months and years. Nagasaki suffered the same fate. Homes, schools, families, all gone in a flash. The survivors, the Hibakusha, they carried the pain of extreme burns, radiation sickness, and lost for decades.
So she goes on in that vein for a couple of minutes in describing how today's warheads are even more.
And it is
never.
It is like a mini documentary. I mean, it's really, really well done. The music, she looks great. It looks like a motion picture. And then all the video behind her of the explosion and then, you know, sick and dying and injured and mutilated people. I mean, it's like a documentary.
And art displays of the survivors, that sort of thing. So she never mentions the brutality of Imperial Japan, Pearl Harbor, Bataan Death March, tens of thousands of U.S. troops who died to try to win the war in the Pacific. She doesn't mention Operation Downfall, which was the invasion of the Japanese mainland in which our military authorities believed between 100 and 500,000 more young American men were expected to die. It just goes on and on about the horrors of using the nuclear weapons against Japan. She out Obama, who did this a while ago.
Or the Japanese Imperial Army's statement they would never surrender or any of those things.
Well, yeah, I just happened to hear a great podcast with a historian who was talking about the war in the Pacific and how the closer we got to Japan, the more intensely the Japanese fought to the death. There would be, I can't remember the numbers, it was like 17,000 Japanese soldiers on Iwo Jima, and only 200 of them surrendered at the end. Everybody else fought to the death. Pardon me if my numbers are not exact, I don't have them in front of me. And so the end of the war would have been horrifically bloody for both sides. I mean, casualties on the Japanese side far beyond
and
the toll from the bombs.
You attacked us It is not our obligation to try to end this war in a way that saves as many of as you as possible while wasting our lives.
Right, exactly. So what is she doing? Why did she make the video? Let's skip to 18, Michael, and it's about to become more clear.
This isn't some made-up science fiction story. This is the reality of what's at stake, what we are facing now. Because as we stand here today, closer to the brink of nuclear annihilation than ever before, political elite and warmongers are carelessly fomenting fear and tensions between nuclear powers. Perhaps it's because they are confident that they will have access to nuclear shelters for themselves and for their families that regular people won't have access to. So it's up to us, the people, to speak up and demand an end to this madness. We must reject this path to nuclear war and work toward a world where no one has to live in fear of a nuclear holocaust.
This is a mini documentary made to convince people to abandon Ukraine. That is the purpose of it. She is trying to convince us that support for Ukraine will lead to a nuclear holocaust that will get us all, except for those elites who have their own bomb shelters.
Yeah, Ian Bremmer tweeted that out and said, closer to nuclear war than ever before, possible. Because elites have access to bomb shelters? Questionable. Yeah, whatever.
And Noah Rothman in the National Review points out many times we're much, much, much closer to nuclear war than we are now. So that's just wrong. But and he also points out that, so where did this come from? Why would Tulsi Gabbard impugn her country's integrity and terrorize the public as she talks about causing unnecessary fears? It's because Moscow's not coming around to Donald Trump's charms, as he put it. If you've succumbed to the delusion that Vladimir Putin is honest and that his invasions of Ukraine are the result of NATO's supposed aggression, then the Kremlin should have been satisfied by now. But Trump's peace overtures and concessions to Russia have failed to dissuade Moscow from pursuing its territorial ambitions with violence, bigger attacks every day. In the conspiracist's mind, Russia's stubbornness is evidence only that American dishonesty is even worse than we previously knew.
One of the many interesting things about the Trump administration and the way he does things, you know, he only has certain things that he's really interested in, and I think the rest of it he doesn't pay much attention to. Does he have the slightest idea that she did that? Is he okay with that? His DNI?
Well, there's a big internal argument in the Trump administration. The abandoned Ukrainers versus the support Ukrainers. And this appears to be some sort of, you know, howitzer blast for her side as the director of national intelligence.
She goes on to say, and I think this is important. I wish more people knew this. She goes on to say, the bombs we have now are many, many multiple times more powerful than those. I think most people think nuclear bomb and they think Hiroshima, which is bad enough, but it's significantly worse. It wouldn't be hundreds of thousands, it would be millions. These bombs are so much bigger. Now, if the point is to alert the world of that's what we're dealing with in the reality if we ever go to nuclear war, I'm fine with that. The problem is, I believe sending the message to Putin and Xi that you can take land and there'll be no pushback gets us closer to nuclear war, not further from it.
I would agree. And what the hell is the DNI doing this?
Right, right.
Why is she putting out America? You have to understand how horrible nuclear war would be. What the hell?
With certainly an implication, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, I don't think I am, an implication that we shouldn't have done what we did to end World War II.
She's 100% give Putin what he wants. 100%.
And you think that would make the world safer from nuclear war? I think that's nuts.
Armstrong and Getty. Oh, oh, oh. My perfect day at sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.